Today on Gardening in a Minute, iron in water. Ever seen orange streaks on the side of buildings? These unsightly stains often occur when water that's high in iron is used for irrigation. In fact, most Florida well water is high in iron and can lead to rust deposits on anything the water comes in contact with, even plants. Iron concentrations above a certain level can also cause blockages in drip irrigation systems. And over time, excess amounts of iron can make it difficult for plants to take up specific nutrients like phosphorus. If you suspect your water is high in iron, start by having it tested. Once you know the concentration of iron in your water, your options to treat excess iron include water softeners, oxidizing filters, and combined chlorination filtration systems. For more information about iron in water, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, peanuts. Peanuts are a popular snack in the South, and you can even grow them in your own garden. In North and Central Florida, you can plant peanuts from March through May. Use raw peanuts as seeds, leaving them in their shells for fastest germination. Plant them 4 to 6 inches apart and 2 to 4 inches deep. Suggested varieties for Florida include Flora Giant, Flow Runner, Star, and Tiff Span. As the plants grow, small yellow flowers will appear on short stems, which then work their way into the ground and form peanuts. Within 3 months of planting, you can begin harvesting by lifting the peanuts out of the soil using a pitchfork. Pick off the peanuts, wash them, and either boil or roast them for a tasty snack. For more information about peanuts and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hardening off seedlings. If you're starting your seedlings indoors to get an early start, it's important to put them through a process called hardening off before you plant them outdoors. In cold climates, hardening off helps plants adjust to crisp, springtime temperatures. In Florida, it also helps them adapt to the intense sun. Start by putting your seedlings outdoors in a protected and somewhat shady spot for an hour or two. Keep in mind that plants will require more water outdoors. Increase the time by an hour or so each day, gradually moving them into brighter sun, unless the plants show signs of sunburn. Once the plants are able to spend an entire day in full sun, they'll be ready to put in the ground. For more information about vegetable gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring irrigation maintenance. Irrigation systems are a wonderful convenience for helping to maintain our landscapes, but they do take some care. Now is a great time to test your system to make sure it's operating correctly. Check all your irrigation zones to see if the heads are working properly and unclog or replace sprinkler heads that aren't functioning. Adjust the heads so that they're not watering sidewalks, streets, or driveways. Water applied to these surfaces wastes your money and a precious natural resource. Adjust your irrigation timer when the seasons change so as not to over or underwater. You should also calibrate your sprinkler system to determine how much water you're putting out with each application. This is an easy process and can be done by anyone. For more about irrigation and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Florida School Garden Competition. The Florida School Garden Competition is designed to recognize and reward elementary schools that include gardens in their curriculum. It's sponsored by UF IFAS Extension, Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, and other garden-related organizations. Elementary schools throughout the state are invited to participate each year. The competition is open to public, private, and homeschool gardens. Applications include descriptions and photos of the gardens and are judged by the sponsoring organizations. Gardens are evaluated on educational relevance, student involvement, and quality. The program provides an opportunity for teachers to gain recognition for their school's garden. And best of all, the winners are awarded prizes to help fund their gardens in the future. For more about school gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.